back live here, top of the fourth. Up to bat will be Sydney Webb for SFA. Struck out in her first appearance in this doubleheader. Running bunt, wild pitch, and it'll be a ball here to start the top of the fourth, 1-0 count.
Anna, back to that running bunt. It's something that she is very, very good at. She's got the speed behind it, and she even has this thing where she'll start with the running bunt and then turn it into a swing midway through.
2-0 count here. Pitch almost hit Webb, so she jumped a little bit out of the box, but 2-0 count in favor of Sydney Webb. Riley Nielsen with the pitch. Hit and fouled off towards left field. It will be a 2-1 count. Top of the fourth, no outs. So you're just joining us. Anthony Carlson alongside Aiden Morrison here at Catherine Berg Field on the beautiful campus of Southern Utah University for today's second game of our doubleheader action. SFA won the first game 12-0 in a mercy rule over the Thunderbirds.
Yeah, no, and after a very rough first inning where we gave up four runs, Nelson has been able to bounce back very effectively and deliver 2 one-run innings, just doing a great job on the mound today.
And that running bunt from Webb fouled off, 2-2 count. And Nielsen looking for her fifth strikeout of the day. Nielsen kicks and delivers and hits straight to Sepulveda, and that'll be easy out at first for Madison Sanders. One out here in the top of the fourth.
Hey, that's the perfect start for him this inning. You know, get one quick out. They don't have anyone on base. You're doing great. You have all the momentum kind of flowing in your direction. They just need to hold on at this point.
Cameron Middlebrook up to bat here for Stephen F. Austin. One of two so far, and last time out hit a single homer to make it a 6-3 game before SU would answer back with one run in the bottom of third to make it 6-4.
Yeah, no, just it goes back to the whole Garcia thing. She is a very dangerous hitter in the box. They are full of dangerous hitters in this lineup.
0-1 count, running bunt, and caught straight away from to Lopez for the second out.
Yeah, no, SUU just doing an excellent, excellent job this inning. And this game especially, bouncing back from a 12-0 defeat to really claw their way back in. They're holding Stephen F. Austin to very few runs. They're doing just a great job so far today.
And now two outs here in the top of the fourth. Lexi Benson at the dish for Stephen F. Austin. Hits it to Sepulveda at second, and Sanders will end the inning. And it will be a 1-2-3 inning for SFA. 1 minute during break, and then SU will be up to bat after the break. Welcome back live to the Berg for bottom of the fourth action as SFA leads SU 6-4. Anthony Carlson alongside Aiden Morrison and Alexis Telford back on the mound for Stephen F. Austin. And up to bat for SU is Amaya Boosted. And then afterwards on deck will be Shelby Vazo. Boosted got a RBI triple off her first at bat, looking to repeat that process. And Boosted with a hit out to center field and caught by Webb. Webb falling back pretty close and almost didn't get a grasp of it, looking straight into the sun. One out in the bottom of the fourth for SUU.
Yeah, no, bobbled it a little there, almost dropped, but was able to hold on in the end, which is, it's a testament, like we talked about. Their outfield defense has been outstanding today.
Shelly Balfin up to bat with one out. No one on base here for Southern Utah. 6-4 SFA lead. SU looking to continue the scoring run, scoring in the two previous innings. Also swing and a miss. Strike one.
Yeah, no, SU really looking to keep their scoring run going. Catch up with Stephen F. Austin. Take the lead even this inning. And they're doing a great job on offense today. Especially compared to last game where they were held scoreless through five innings.
Telford with the delivery. Ball one called, 1-1 is the count. One out here in the bottom of the fourth, 6-4 Stephen F. Austin lead. The wind has died down just a tiny bit, but still blowing throughout the later sections of the outfield. Telford with the delivery high up there. It'll be a 2-1 count.
Right past her head. That I always respect softball batters because I don't think I'd have the courage to just kind of stand there as that ball flies toward my head.
Telford with the delivery. It'll be a 3-1 count. And Botho looking at the opportunity to get it on base with a hit or get the walk to first base.
Yeah, either or would be great for the T-Birds. Get someone on base and then just really get the bats flowing again.
Telford so far no strikeouts, 4 runs allowed, and 1 hit batter. Botho will pop it up towards the third baseline, and that will end up foul and out of play.
Yeah, the wind kind of got a hold of it, which was lucky because it kind of carried it away for so no Stephen F. Austin players could grab it.
Full count here, 3-2, 1 out, bottom of the fourth, 6-4 SFA lead. Telford with a pitch, and it will be a walk, and Botho will get on base for the second time today.
Hey, that's perfect. Get someone on base early, and now they're bringing them out. Just a great, great turnaround for SUU this game.
And now Sophia Massoud up to the dish for the Thunderbirds. On deck is Miranda Lopez. And if everything goes Southern Utah's way, Jane Sepulveda could be up to bat to restart the order in this inning.
Yeah, that'd be very ideal for him.
Telford with the pitch. Strike one called. Botho, a single, and now a walk for the designated player today. 6-4 SFA lead in this second game of this doubleheader here on Thunder 91.1. Alexis Telford looking for the sign. Likes what she sees and delivers. 2-0 count, 1-1 count. One out here in the bottom of the fourth.
Yeah, no, just like we were saying, a great, great turnaround this game for SUU. Being held scoreless last game, only having 2 hits to having 5 and being in a very competitive game so far with Stephen F. Austin.
Ball 2 called, and the throw from Garcia to Bennett at first, trying to tag out, trying to catch Botho stealing to no avail. Telford with the pitch. It'll be a 2-2 count, a battle between Massoud and Telford so far. And Botho on base at first. Massoud at the dish, representing the tying run.
You know, as this game has gone on, Telford has gotten much more visibly comfortable off on the mound and has been able to deliver kind of the performance we were expecting from her, as she came into this game with a 2.45 ERA, but has given up so far 4 runs.
3-2 full count for Massoud. Telford with the throw. Hit toward second. Safe will be Botho, and Massoud will get to first. And now 2 runners on base, and now Miranda Lopez at the plate representing a run that could give the Thunderbirds a lead.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a very, very big time showing for Lopez as she looks to at least chip into the Stephen F. Austin lead.
Massoud, first hit of the day. 1-1 after the sacrifice RBI. Botho second, Massoud at first. Lopez will take strike one from Telford. Both teams even at 6 hits apiece. Lopez representing the run that could give SUU the lead. Telford with the windup. Ball 2 called, ball 1 called, even count.
You know, it seems like every batter that steps in this box just immediately goes into a battle with Telford. Telford not really able to find that consistency that we kind of expected.
Fouled off the back post. 1-2 count for Lopez. Sepulveda will be on deck here and possibly afterwards Ali Lobb as well.
That'll be big time. Those are two very, very consistent pieces of this SUU offense, and they'll be able to hopefully kind of provide more of a spark than they already have.
Telford kicks and delivers. Lopez will hit a pop fly out to third, and that will be the second out. James Sepulveda now at the dish for the Thunderbirds.
You know, big, big time at bat for Sepulveda, looking to potentially take the lead from Stephen F. Austin.
Sepulveda hit a couple of home runs here at the Berg last year in crucial situations. Let's see if she can deliver.
You know, like we were talking about earlier, against Abilene Christian, had a very, very big two-run home run, but unfortunately got spoiled.
Ball one, called now Southern Utah through the top of the order for the third time today. As in the first game, they only got through the order three times. So a better sign already. 1-0 is the count. Advantage to Sepulveda. Telford with the pitch. 2-0 count. Sepulveda looking for a good hit or a walk here to possibly load the bases for Allie Lopp.
That would be massive for the Thunderbirds to have loaded bases with a very good batter coming up.
3-0 count in favor of Sepulveda.
Sepulveda really has any option she wants right now. She can swing if she likes it. If she doesn't, she can take the walk. And just really, it's up to her, whatever she's feeling right now.
Basso and Masut at second and first, respectively. Sepulveda with a deep fly ball into left field. That one's at the wall and gone!
Utah
has taken the lead. Scooby-Doo, go grab that tape measure, my man. And the Thunderbirds with the 7-6 lead here in the second game. Sepulveda with a three-run shot into left center field. And now the Thunderbirds are in the driver's seat.
Like you said, it's that green light special. Just incredible, incredible patience by Sepulveda waiting for her pitch. And then when she saw it, by golly, did she take it, giving SUU their first lead of the day.
First lead of the day for sure. Bases are clear now. Sepulveda will take that ball and say, see ya. 7-6, Southern Utah lead, bottom of the fourth, two out in this inning. And right now, SFA discussing among their players what should come next, as that home run was just a bomb into deep center field.
Yeah, it looks like they're taking Telford out right now after giving up that home run.
Looks like, yes, they will. Telford, seven runs, one walk, and one hit batter over four innings pitched. No strikeouts. Corey Bird up to pitch now in relief of Telford.
Bird has a 5.17 ERA on the season through nine appearances on the mound.
And Bird, the right-hander, freshman pitcher from Sweeney, Texas.
Yeah, no, that's the thing about the Stephen F. Austin pitching rotation is after Gainis and Telford, their ERAs start going up. Bird, 5.17, as we said. Sophia Hannibus, 8.4 ERA. And then Reagan Parrish with an ERA of 42.
Only one appearance for her.
Yeah.
That's why it's so high. You know, some might say, well, she's maybe not the best pitcher in the world. Well, it's off of one appearance. Probably gave up a numerous amount of runs. Because I think if you give up, like, above 7 or 8, you could have, like, infinity ERA to start.
An infinite ERA is very possible. So I guess having an ERA of 42 is better than that.
And now after the three-run shot off the bat of Jane Sepulveda, Allie Lobb at the dish here for Southern Utah. Two outs, bottom of the fourth with a 7-6 lead for the Thunderbirds. Bird with the delivery. Low in the dirt, ball one called. And right now, it is all Southern Utah with a one-run lead.
Yeah, they've seized the momentum that Stephen F. Austin had coming into this game, and they've just ran away with it. Just doing a great job. The bats have really warmed up for them.
Definitely have. And when offense is working at its true potential, special things can happen. And that just happened for Southern Utah after not scoring any runs in the first game of this doubleheader, now have 7 on the board. And Lobb with a deep shot into right field and caught by Webb. And that will end the bottom of the fourth. We'll take a 1-minute donor break and head to the fifth inning here on Thunder 91.1.